If you were anywhere near your cell phone, radio, or television on Thursday night around 7 o'clock p.m., you likely heard a very loud EAS alert. And that's because right around 7 o'clock p.m., Dakota County lost 911 service across the county. Dakota 911 was back taking calls by 9:44 p.m. after quick work by all involved to fix the issue. Dakota County 911 Executive Director Heidi Heisrich joined KDWA to talk a bit about the outage and how chaotic the evening was.
Dakota 911 lost all 911 and non-emergency telephone service. So we immediately implemented our contingency plans to redirect call activity to Ramsey County Emergency Communications Center. And with that, we sent a public notification through IPAWS, which goes across the emergency alerting system and wireless emergency alerting, to let the public know about the service disruption. Service was restored to Dakota 911 shortly before 9:30 p.m. Just a little bit more to understand what happened with that. The 911 network and call handling equipment providers are working to understand the root cause and reason for the outage that we experienced. It's believed that the 911 network failure may have actually been related to tornado activity in the Madison area that damaged fiber impacting our primary 911 call delivery path. So in a situation like this, the primary delivery path for those calls should have failed over to our secondary 911 call delivery path, but that also failed, and our service providers are working together to identify the reason for that failure.
The 911 outage did utilize the EAS system perfectly. Not many missed the memo.
Yeah, absolutely. In a situation like this, we really want to be proactive in letting the community understand any potential risks and service disruptions. So using the emergency alert system and those wireless emergency alerts allows us to broadcast those messages across multiple channels and reach a greater portion of the population here in Dakota County.
Without 911 service, even for a small period of time, it was very chaotic Thursday night across Dakota County, especially when it comes to communications.
Yes, it absolutely is chaotic in a moment like this, but we really fall back on our contingency plans, and that's exactly what we did here. So at a time like this, it does slow procedures. When calls are routed to another jurisdiction, there's an added step for them to relay that information back to the primary jurisdiction's 911 center. So in this case, Ramsey County answering 911 calls for Dakota County does introduce a delay into that call handling process, which is unfortunate, and it becomes a quality of service concern, but at least we ensure the call is being answered. And these aren't meant to be long-term contingencies. They're short-term answers while we're trying to, restore normalcy to the environment.